Let's talk gas prices.
They're inching up each week, and they're now over $4 a gallon in a lot of places around the Bay Area. We have heard stories about the summer driving season and refineries having a hard time meeting demand, but we're going to dig a little bit deeper. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Severin Borenstein, Faculty Director at the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. Severin, I wanted to ask you about estimates out from the Energy Information Administration today. That federal agency, they revised upward what they thought the price of an average gallon of gas was going to cost through September, yet said at the same time that U.S. oil production was going to hit a record. So what gives?
Well, U.S. oil prices, or oil prices in the U.S. are determined by the world demand and supply, and while U.S. production is up, we're seeing a decline in production in Venezuela, in Iran, and a number of other places. So the world as a whole, the supply has gotten tighter and oil prices have gone up. And that's what the EIA is referring to when they forecast higher gasoline prices. They're not looking at California in particular.
Severin, from your perspective, do the numbers add up in terms of the causality that we talk about in the media? I mean, this plant is down. It's going to raise the cost of oil. This happened, transportation, whatever, taxes. I mean, when you add it all up, does it make sense?
Well, I don't want to say that any one price spike is the result of anything nefarious or a general problem, but what we've seen since 2015 certainly represents the problem. We have seen these occasional spikes, but even when we haven't had refinery problems, we've seen much higher prices than we used to see. It used to be from 2000 to 2014, California's prices were higher than the rest of the country. But you could account for pretty much all of it with our higher taxes and environmental fees. Since 2015, that just hasn't been true. We've averaged an extra 20 or 30 cents a gallon. And when you add that up across all the gallons that all of California uses, that amounts to $4 or $5 billion a year. We have spent since 2015 an extra $20 billion on gasoline that's hard to account for.
And do you have any theories as to why that is?
I think there are a couple possibilities, but I'm not going to claim I know the answer. This is why I've been calling for an investigation, which I'm hopeful that we're starting to see. One possibility is that there are some logistical problems in importing gasoline. California has seen an increase, despite the fact we keep saying we're going to stop using gasoline, our usage has been going up for the last 5 years, and we need to import, and there may be problems there. The other thing that we have to recognize is there have been some mergers, and the production of gasoline in California is concentrated among fewer firms. Two firms produce half of California's gasoline now. And so you have to be concerned that it's not as competitive a market as you'd like to see.
Let me ask you a very naive question, perhaps. In terms of what a company charges its various states' customers, are they allowed to charge more in one state than another, absent reasons to do so?
Oh, yeah. So there's no regulation of their gasoline pricing at the wholesale or retail level. We had very bad experiences back in the 70s trying to regulate gasoline prices, caused long gas lines. So they can certainly charge higher prices. And they can also say California uses a different blend of gasoline than the rest of the country, and it is more expensive to make. But we were using that back in 2000 to 2014, too, and our prices were pretty much in line with the extra taxes and costs. And since then, they haven't been.
Well, thank you. We always appreciate your time. Severin Borenstein, Faculty Director at the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business.